Good morning, 750 Finger Lakes Morning News. Joining us in the studio, a guest we've had before, but he's here in his professional iteration today with Michaels and Smolak Injury Lawyers. Attorney Michael Bersani's here, and we're going to talk about a new book. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing well. The book is called Understanding Your New York Personal Injury Claim. Let's talk first about you, your background in law, and Michaels and Smolak.
Okay, so first, I was a teacher first, for a high school teacher for years. I went to law school at 35. I've been practicing law for 20-something years at Michaels and Smolak as an injury lawyer. I'm a community activist. I was a chair of the Boys and Girls Club here in Geneva for years, YMCA in Auburn. So, yeah, we're into helping people, and this is a way to do it. It's a way to make a living also, but we feel that the helping part is an important part, so I wrote a book to help people.
Is it typical to get right into personal injury law right out of school? Do people generally do other things first? Or
good question, Ted. Actually, what I did after right out of law school, I clerked for an appellate court in Rochester for 2 years, and after that I went to Michaels and Smolak and started there.
So what led you to writing the book? Did you feel that that people have some misunderstanding about the whole process when you get hurt?
Good question, Ted. Honestly, I did not want to write a book. I did not want to do it. What happened was I'm with my clients, and I'm explaining over and over again the same things, and they're forgetting it, and they're calling me up. And I said, you know, I got to have some kind of a book, like a guide to how this process works that will really help people get it, and they'll have it handy, and it can guide them through it. Takes away a lot of the nervousness and the anxiety. So I looked online, and I couldn't find a good book. I found bad books. So I'm going to write a book, and I wrote a book, and it's free. It's to help any claimant in New York State with their claim for a New York State injury.
You can go to the Michaels and Smolak site, michaels-smolak.com, and there's a link. And also on our site, FingerLakesDailyNews.com, there's a form. You download the book for free. So it's a lot of do's and don'ts. So let's start with just, are there common mistakes that people make in personal injury cases that might hurt their case down the line?
Yes, there are. There are several. When you get hurt and there's an insurance company involved on the other side of the case, the first thing they want to do is when you're still, you know, upset about the injury and when you're still hurt and when you haven't had a lawyer yet, they want to get a recorded statement from you, and they have a way of asking questions that makes it hurt your case and it comes back to haunt you. So we always tell people don't give that statement, for example. We also tell people if they're not hurt too badly and they have some wherewithal, if they have a friend with them, how to preserve the evidence at a scene so that they can bring their claim later on, you know, how to take the photographs. There's a lot of things people do wrong because they're upset. They're hurt. They're not thinking necessarily about a claim. They're thinking about, of course, getting better, which is important too, the most important thing. So we try to have them avoid those things if we can help with that.
Do insurance companies try to make settlements before somebody gets a lawyer? Do they say, hey, we'll give you, you know, $5,000, yee-haw, and then if you'd talked to an attorney, you could have had $1 million?
That's another thing. We advise our clients not to sign anything with an insurance adjuster until you've at least talked to a lawyer. You know, sometimes people call me and I say, hey, look, you can handle this yourself. And I tell them, I give them a little free advice. Most 95% of the cases we get, though, you need a lawyer because otherwise they're going to lowball you. They're going to try. Their job as an insurance adjuster is to make money for the company. How do they make money? Paying you as little as possible so they can keep the profits. You know?
I imagine a lot of people, they might get into what they think is a minor accident. Maybe injuries pop up down the line. But there's probably a lot of people who think, this wasn't that big deal. I don't need a lawyer. Explain why they do.
Happens a lot. What happens is people talk themselves into thinking that, geez, you know, this isn't so bad. They have a little whiplash from a car accident. This will get better. 3 weeks later, it's still bad. They go in. 6 months later, they're getting an MRI. They got a herniated disc. And you know what? By then, maybe they've given that recorded statement. Maybe they've signed something they shouldn't have signed. So it's really important to get medical treatment first, but as soon as they can, also get some legal consultation.
Explain how the contingency fee works. Is it truly no cost whatsoever unless you win the case?
It's complicated, Ted. One of the things I explain in my book in Chapter 7 is how it works. There's actually two options now in New York State. You have to know which one's best for you. And simply put, there's one option where you absolutely will never have to worry about any kind of costs. The other option is where, at the end of the day, if the case is lost at trial, you will have to pay back some of the expenses. The fee's a little bit higher on the first one, on the one where the lawyer takes all the risk for expenses, a little bit higher. So it's explained in my book.
So, obviously, this field, you turn on the TV for 5 minutes and you're going to see an ad. There's a lot of people out there doing it. How do you know how to pick a good personal injury lawyer?
That's in my book too, Ted. How do you pick a good lawyer? One way you don't do it is go to a billboard. You know, you don't look at a billboard, an ad, and call. One thing I suggest, if you know a lawyer who's you trust, ask the lawyer who the good personal injury lawyers are. They know. They know because they see the results. You don't know because you just see a billboard. Another way is there's certain listings of lawyers that have gotten good ratings from other lawyers who watched their demeanor and their way of getting results in court. Judges also give their reviews of lawyers. There's certain sites you can go to. This is explained in my book, How to See the Best Rated Lawyers by Other Lawyers. It's called Peer Review.
That book is called Understanding Your New York Personal Injury Claim by Michael Bersani from Michaels and Smolak. Again, on their website, there's a download link, and on our website, FingerLakesDailyNews.com. We were talking about those delayed injuries that come up sometimes. Is there any kind of statute of limitations? For example, you get into a fender bender, you don't think you're hurt, you don't think it's going to have any real expense, but then down the line you find out it does. Is there a point at which it's too late to get an attorney and file a claim?
Yes, there is. Generally, for injury cases of all types in New York, it is 3 years, including car accidents. You're talking about car accidents. But it can vary. For example, for a child, 5-year-old child, for example, his statute of limitations doesn't start to run until he's 18, so it ends at 21. If you happen to be hit by a government vehicle, the statute of limitations is shorter for suing the government, a state or a municipality. So you really need a lawyer to calculate that for you. You can't just say, oh, it's 3 years. You have to have someone you sit down with say, look, in your case, this is your last day to file a claim.
One last thing, right at the scene itself, you get into an accident, what should you do or not do with the other party in terms of exchanging information, insurance information, things like that?
All right. One thing I see happen a lot, when you get an accident, even when it's not your fault, some people feel like they want to apologize just because
right.
They were somehow maybe partly fault. They say, I'm sorry. That's a mistake because
yeah.
That comes back to haunt you. He told me he was sorry. It was his fault. So that's one thing you don't want to do. You want to talk to the party, get all the information about the vehicle. And we do all kinds of accidents, not just vehicles, but any information about whoever is responsible. If you see any witnesses around, get their names and addresses. Don't let them walk off if they will. Call if it's something to report to the police, like a car accident, make sure they get there. You want to document everything. If you have a phone with you or a friend does, you should take pictures of what the damages were to the cars, or if you
okay.
slipped on something, you know, take a picture of what
right.
it was. Preserve the evidence. It's all in my book.
All right, you should get it. It's free. Understanding Your New York Personal Injury Claim. Download it at michaels-smolak.com or at fingerlakesdailynews.com. Michael Bersani, attorney and now author, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ted.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks for coming in. Coming up to 7:58 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.